Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 27th of February 2024. Today's topic is The Obedience of Faith Part 2. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 26 verses 12 through 21. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus, with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Verse 16. But rise, and stand upon thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people, and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them, which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus, and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple, and went about to kill me. Our memory verse today is taken from Acts chapter 26 verse 19. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Yesterday we considered the obedience of Abraham to the call of God to relocate to an unknown destination. Today we are considering the obedience of Apostle Paul to the call of Jesus to faith and service. Paul is an example of the few people who got the call to ministry as soon as they received Jesus as Lord and Savior. On knowing Jesus, Paul immediately asked him, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Acts chapter 9 verse 6. On the mission Jesus gave him, Paul was to later declare before King Agrippa that he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Paul was ready to go to the Gentiles and to anybody to preach Christ as he was led by the Holy Ghost. Having exercised faith for his salvation, he was ready to help others to be saved. God wants all nations to come to the knowledge of the truth for obedience of faith. Romans chapter 16 verse 26. We, as Christians, adults or youths, have key roles to play in bringing our peers, relatives, and neighbors to Christ for the obedience of faith. Quote for the day. Ready to help others to be saved. The challenge for today is, are your loved ones in obedience of faith? Prayer. O God, save my loved ones, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.